Hello.
Hey, Brick.
Hey.
Hey, Brick, this is John with Local Splash.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. I was following up with you regarding a cancellation request.
Yeah, I've been trying to get this going since, I don't know, the day after we spoke, whatever it was, Wednesday. I think we spoke Tuesday or something. That next day I called trying to cancel this, and I was told I'd get a call back, and I never got a call back, so I called again, and I told I'd get a call back, and then never did. But yeah, I'm just decided to go a different direction, I guess.
I gotcha. Yeah, I know Tuesday is when I signed you up, but I've actually been out of office until now. I took a holiday, yeah, just because of the Thanksgiving holiday, and I let these guys out early. But it does look like they did your client interview on the 25th when I signed you up shortly after, and then subscription terms was already signed. Okay. What was the reason for cancellation?
I just decided not to go with this. I thought it over, and I just didn't seem like something I wanted to do right now.
Gotcha. The only issue is like when I request a cancellation, they let me cancel the account, but they're not issuing any kind of refund on the account due to the client interview being completed and the terms and conditions already being signed off on that the first month's payment's non-refundable. I remember I pushed your bill out to January 1st for the next billing. So technically you're only like one day in on a month of service and the PIN verification letter's already been sent to you in the mail. I mean, you don't see the value in like the long-term benefits of having a verified Google business profile for people to be able to look you up and be on the first page, you know. I mean, it's not just the short term, obviously it's going to bring clients in for you, but there's a lot of long term branding effects that add a lot of credibility to your business that we're basically already started the process on.
Yeah, I understand that. I see the benefits, but it's just maybe here soon is something I'll decide to do.
Well, if they're not going to let me issue a refund on it, I mean, why not, let us continue to work on the account? It's already paid in full until the new year, January 1st. I'd already pushed your billing out. I don't know if you remember when I talked to you. I knew I wasn't going to be in until at least today, So I remember I pushed your billing out till the 1st of January. So it's almost like yesterday was your start date. And everything we did last week, which there was a lot. I mean, you already did your client interview and they sent out your PIN. You're like light years ahead of what it would take to try to manually do those things on your own, not to mention the first page placement you wouldn't even be able to achieve on your own until the spot opened up, which did last Tuesday. And then the website and everything that's going into it. It looks like they enrolled you in the My Site custom website design. I mean, I got you a heck of a package. The package that you're normally on is usually $8.98 the first month and then $5.99 each month after that. I got it down to $2.99 and then $2.99 moving forward. So it's like, it's not just the first page of Google and your Google business profile. It's Facebook ads with a Facebook business profile. It's your own .com website, custom website design, all the popular directory submissions, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We do this submissions for Amazon Alexa, Apple Safari, and Bing. I mean, it should cover all your bases effectively online. You shouldn't need anything else. Especially, I know you were saying you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's. Those guys usually get their leads from Google anyway. So we'd be able to generate your own leads without you having to deal with lead fees or leads that are going to four or five other people. Be a lot higher quality, a lot more bang for your buck, You spend $2.99 on that, it'll be gone in a week.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, well, I mean, it sounds good and stuff, but it's just
You're gonna love it. I mean,
something that.
if You're only booked up, or you're only locked in with us until January 1st. I mean, that's plenty of time. By the time the new year rolls around, you'll already have the results. I mean, I know you said you talk to your dad about it sometimes, but or he's working with you. I don't remember exactly how you worded it, but if you guys sit down and evaluate, hey, I spent $299 with Local Splash to get all this stuff going, and then if I spend $299 on leads through Home Advisor by Angie, and you evaluate your return on investment as a company from those two platforms, we'll blow it out of the water. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Everybody uses Google. So it's, you know, even Home Advisor by Angie's uses Google in order to get leads.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're planning on closing your doors, I mean, there's no real reason to not create these listings and put your business name out there. It's just going to put you guys in front of people who are already looking for an excavating contractor in the first place.
Yeah. Well, I think I might be looking into a couple other companies as well, so I don't know exactly what direction I'm going to be going in, so.
Well, I mean, a premier Google partner is the only way you're going to be able to get this type of placement on the first page. I mean, there's guys out there that'll get you, you know, pay-per-click or pay-per-lead campaigns. Google does those too. We do those here as well. But, I mean, I sent you all the information before I signed you up here for the pricing page and who we are. You know, on that same page, it's the first text I sent you on the 25th. It has our Google partner credentials. We're a premier Google partner. Like, if you look up Local Splash, you look up Google Building One, we're right next to Google. And we've been in business since 2004. We're actually the longest tenured Google partner in the United States, in the world for that matter, because Google only operates advertisements throughout the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's really nowhere to go up from here. Somebody might be able to tell you they're doing the same thing and tell you they're going to give you a lower price, but the proof is in the pudding, you know? An extensive track record with thousands of reviews online. I mean, where would you be spending your marketing dollar if it's not on a first page placement with a premier Google partner?
I don't know.
There's really nothing else out there. I mean, anything that they'd be able to offer you, even if it was like Yelp ads, you know, you go to your package, you see the Platinum package, Yelp's included. You know, Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa, Thumbtack, Facebook. I mean, we don't touch Instagram. Maybe if you're going to do some Instagram marketing, but should have most of your bases covered as far as anything that's relevant, aside from Home Advisor by Angie's, and you're already doing that, but I'm pretty sure that's not going to be comparable either from a return on investment perspective. Google is really the place to go. Like, of our clients that have your package that you're on right now, about 90% of their customers still come from Google, even though they're doing Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. It's just what everybody uses. They just open up their phone, they Google it. Even if they're on Apple Safari, it defaults to the Google guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it the price that's that was holding you back or making you feel like, I want to go a different route?
No, it's not necessarily the price. It's just,
I was going to say, the first job gets you, you get like four times that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'd love to keep you on board. That's all I can really say. I mean, I've tried a lot already at point of sale, you know, until the 1st of January. So, I mean, you're clear beyond the holidays with the way we have things set. And I'm pretty sure by the end of the month, you'd have a pretty clear idea of everything we're doing for you. You know, it's hard to, evaluate return on investment for something that you haven't given opportunity to show any kind of return on investment on. But the kind of services we provide, you know, when we sign everybody up, we always do a month to month. And then, especially if I apply a discount like that, they're going to make it non-refundable just because of what it takes financially to get your domain name for your website, you know, conduct those client interviews, get you PIN verified, all this stuff that we already started working on. If we don't make the first month's payment non-refundable, then we lose money for somebody who's canceling in where you're at right now on the timeline.
Yeah, I understand that.
So that's the only reason why they're not letting me. I actually tried to reverse it before I called you. I was like, okay, let's just try to give this guy's money back. It's the holidays. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Christmas is coming up. You know, I've been buying presents for the last week straight.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, which I figured it would be like that because you all have, I figured you all had probably started doing some stuff.
Yeah, like when they first sent me the notification, even when I was out of office, because I'm not supposed to call you unless it's like in office. So that way they have like documented everything that I'm saying to you. But when they sent it to me out of office, I jumped on my laptop. I went into the CRM system that we have and I just tried to process it there. And then that's when we got the notification because a lot of the stuff like is from Google. Same thing with like the PIN, the domain name for your site, the Google verification form, all those things go to Google. And once it hits a certain point, they're like, he's already signed off on it and agreed to it. He's already done the client interview and we've already sent out a PIN and started working on it. So there's no way they'll let me reverse it. So my goal was, hey, I mean, if I stop the billing, they'll stop working on everything. Like if you say, hey, just cancel it, they'll stop working on everything. I don't want to do that. I want you to be able to get at least return on investment because like I was saying, one client over the next month, if you could squeeze it in somewhere, is going to offset the cost of this like four times over. And I'm sure you'd feel a lot more comfortable continuing to use it and actually giving it a chance if you could see what it does for you. So I was saying, hey, maybe I could talk to them and get them to understand, you know, the timeline and wait it out and where we're at right now. And then, you know, if you still feel that way before the new year comes in, I mean, I could always, you know, stop all future billings and cancel it and make sure, you know, nothing else is going through from there moving forward. But, you know, if I could get your go-ahead to keep working on this thing throughout to the beginning of the year, I mean, we'll do everything in our power to generate return on investment for you with the tools that we have available to us and, you know, hopefully earn your business long-term. I mean, we don't want to build all these things and get them up and running to see you go after a month, you know?
Yeah, and that was kind of a reason why I was trying to contact you so soon. I didn't want y'all to waste your time essentially doing all this stuff for me and then me just cancel or something.
Yeah, because I already had this Western Kentucky Excavation 1.com domain that they had purchased for you. It's just the site's not up and running yet because of the cancellation request. So it was like they were literally in the process of submitting content when they got the notification. So that's kind of where it sits right now. Like they bought the domain, but they don't have the content launched yet just until we figure out which way you want to go with it. But your verification process has already been started. You know, those are all long-term things. Like, even if you do leave us come January, you keep those things. We're not going to go in there and, like, delete your Google business profile and your reviews or change it so that you're no longer Google verified. Those are all huge credibility factors that people are going to look for before they hire you. Even people finding you on Home Advisor by Angie's List are going to want to look up your Google reviews and see that you guys are credible and real business. I think that's going to go a long way credibility-wise for a company that's only 5-6 months into business, you know?
Yeah, I understand that.
I know it might sound like a foreign language to you, but there's really
I understand everything you're saying for sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, could you see the value in, you know, letting us work things out throughout the month and get the website, getting everything up and running and maybe revisit the conversation at the end of the month? I mean, that's That's the boat that we're already in. The next bill isn't set to go through until the first of the year.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll probably feel the same way at the end of the month or come January.
What do you mean? Like, if we were able to bring in two or three clients for you, you spent $299 and you make $3,000 back. I mean, there's very few things in life you can spend a dollar on and get 10 in return. Why would you want to cancel that?
That's just what I want to do, honestly. I'm not trying to be rude, but I just want to cancel it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send over confirmation of the cancellation and we'll stop working on anything. They won't be able to process any kind of refund just because of the stuff that I mentioned, and obviously your service agreement outlines that. But I'll send over confirmation and stop all future billing, so you don't have to worry about it. We'll get out of your hair.
All right, sorry about that. Sorry about wasting y'all's time and everything.
No, not at all. I just don't like somebody wasting money, you know, is what it feels like. You know, I'm just kind of frustrated at the timing of it all and what they're telling me, because if somebody tells me this and we're only this far into it, I would like to be able to just give you your money back. But there's
powers
greater than us at work.
Yeah. I understand where y'all are coming from with that. Y'all have already done some work and stuff, so I kind of expected that.
All right. Well, I'll send the confirmation over. I'll put it downstairs. It might take like 20, 30 minutes just for them to process everything and get you the confirmation, but look out for that. We'll make sure you have it before the day's over.
All righty. I appreciate that.
All right, Brick. Well, sorry to see you go. Good luck to you. Hopefully the business is taking off into 2025.
All righty. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
All right. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.